2023 was good for us. We did a lot of cool things. We were in Europe doing some touring and we were recording new music. But I think we're so ready for 2024.
Yeah.
Because everything feels new for 2024.
Yeah,
for
I agree. Yeah.
Are you guys those people who do like New Year's resolutions?
No.
You know what? I do not.
I do. So for me, I do like a winter resolution because New Year's, not so much. But I just find like I need to do something to pick me up. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of winter,
yeah.
Because I don't know what it is about the last few years, but all of a sudden I don't like being in an Alberta winter anymore.
Especially like right now in the extreme cold, I'm like, this is not for me.
I don't know how I grew up in the prairies and I never noticed it until
I know.
Just recently.
Tonight you guys are playing at Cook County and then tomorrow you are at Ranchman's in Calgary. Mm-hmm. So what can someone expect from your guys' performance?
Oh man, I mean, we're definitely known for our live show because we just really do love to have a great high energy time. Like to us, this is our time to really let loose and have a good time. And so it feels like both of these shows, we've been really excited because we're like, this is our crowd. This is the place for us to really let loose and do the thing that we love to do.
Yeah, and Katie and I have been friends for a long time, like pretty long time. I don't want to say how long, but pretty long. Yeah. And I mean, it's nice, like, I think you can tell, like I can tell when I go to a show and I see people on stage that love playing together and are our friends.
Yeah,
and
like the chemistry.
Yeah, and that's really what we are. We're like we're kind of sister friends, I suppose.
Sister friends is a good way to put it.
The best kind of friendships there are. Oh my goodness. And then there are two members that have kind of gone on their own journey. So how does this shape kind of the future of Nice Horse?
I mean, like it changes things in a way, of course, because we go from four to two. But Brandy and I have always had such a strong vision for this band. And we don't want to change anything that we set out to do from the beginning. You know, like the mission and our values and everything, those were always authentic to all of us, and so they still are to Brandy and I. And so that to me is like, and that was what we told people, like it's like we love them and they will forever be our musical sisters and we will still be carrying on with what we set out to do. So yeah, I think like again, it changes things in this way. There's two of us, but
totally. Yeah, there's two less horses, but there's the same amount of horsepower.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too. Write that down.
That's a really good line. I really like that. That was awesome. And then you guys have your new song out, Things I Wish I Didn't Know. So can you tell us a bit on what it's about?
I mean, it's the ultimate breakup song. Like, it really is. And it's totally about that. And I mean, I do this. I'm a textbook overthinker. So is Katie.
Big time.
And it's that idea of like you can't stop thinking about it. And somebody, a mutual friend mentions it and you can't get it out of your head. You just can't get out of your own head to get over it. So, yeah. And this song is really like, it's an important one to us. Like we really like to make sure that everybody feels welcome listening to our music. And we love country music so much that the genre is really important to us. And we want everyone to feel welcome in the genre too. And the second verse, we use non-gendered pronouns so that everyone can truly feel like this is a relatable song
That's
to them,
awesome.
No matter who you are.
Perfect. And then right before we do get into the song, I do have four rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
You have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head. First off, who would play you in a movie?
Oh, I think Anne Hathaway for me.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
Yeah.
It's true. And probably Reese Witherspoon for me.
Oh, those are both two great answers because you guys like kind of look like both of those people. So that's really good.
That's why we said it, I'm pretty sure, because I definitely get Anne Hathaway a lot.
Yeah. Really?
So.
That's such a compliment. Oh, my
goodness. Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Wow. And then what is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, Only Love.
Ooh, okay.
By Winona.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I don't have a go-to karaoke song.
No?
Oh, but I have heard you sing Simple Plan karaoke before.
I'd do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your go-to karaoke song. Do you guys have an autograph from anybody?
Oh, I have an autograph from the very first concert I ever went to, which was Michelle Wright. And I remember I was in grade two, and I got to go backstage, and I got her autograph and my picture was in the paper with her. I thought I was famous.
No,
I thought I was absolutely
you
famous.
You were. Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Famous in Lloydminster, that's for sure.
I used to work at a recording studio a long time ago, and REM were recording there, and they gave me a vintage Valentine's Day card, and they all signed it.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Recording studio. She's talking about Bryan Adams' recording studio. That's the studio she worked at. Mm-hmm,
yeah. What the? Okay, where is that?
In Vancouver.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. What? That's so sick. That's like such a huge detail. Oh my God.
I worked at this little recording studio.
No, it was Bryan Adams. And then, last but not least, where can we find you guys on social media?
That everything is at Nice Horse Music. So you can find us there. And please do. We're always there doing something ridiculous.